One instance, all right, you can mark that off as a mistake. Two, okay, you might have a problem. Three, more. Now you've got a plot and a plan, and it's not good. Want a little example of this? Pentagon texts around January 6th become the latest discovered to be deleted. Just in case you lost your list, let me help you catch up. Of course, no, the Secret Service text messages from January 5th and 6th, they were for some reason miraculously lost during a data transfer. Those are now subject to a criminal investigation. There's questions about gaps in the White House call logs on January 6th. Presidential Daily Diary contains no information. It's a blank from the period between 1:21 p.m. and 4:03 p.m. on January 6th. And then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows literally setting fire to papers in his office. He did that after meeting with a Republican congressman who was assisting with some of the anti-election fun and games. Then it was last week when we learned that text messages from Donald Trump's top appointees at the Department of Homeland Security, also from the period leading up to January 6th, guess what? They're also missing. Washington Post revealed, too, the Trump-appointed DHS Inspector General didn't exactly push the department leadership at that time to explain why they did not preserve those records. Nor did he look for any ways to recover the lost data. He also failed to tell Congress, oh, by the way. Well, all that being said, hope you have room to add to your list because it's just got a little longer. Text messages received and sent by top Pentagon officials who were part of the Trump administration on January 6, 2021, they've also been wiped from their government-issued phones. This was according to a federal court filing that cites statements by the Defense Department as well as the Army. This comes by way of a lawsuit that was filed by the group American Oversight, which has gone to court looking for records related to January 6th. In fact, just a few days after the insurrection, the organization filed Freedom of Information Act requests seeking records related to, among others, former Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller, former Chief of Staff Kash Patel, and former Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy. Officials confirmed in a court filing back in March that the materials, they don't exist anymore. They're extinct. They're gone. Gone for good. Seems like these, and well, I have no doubt we'll learn others, haven't heard about things like, backup, the cloud, maybe this little annoyance called the Federal Records Act. Also makes you think, too, why would someone purposely, I think we know why these people did this. It wasn't to free up drive space for their iTunes collection. This all leads back or up to Donald Trump, depending on what direction you want to go. Do I have to remind you that's the same Donald Trump who we know was flushing documents down the White House toilet and ones I guess he couldn't flush? Those classified documents he took with him when he left the White House, they were all found in boxes at Mar-a-Lago.